Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Conti, Jason Longshore here at Atlanta United's training ground as the early days of Atlanta United's 2020 training camp continue. Storylines for the team in 2020. You have the continuity at manager over the course of the offseason, and with that Motagua first leg looming about a month from now in Honduras, it almost feels like Atlanta United has a head start going into CONCACAF Champions League play this year compared to last year.
Absolutely. I think they have a head start over the other MLS teams in CONCACAF this year, too. Ronnie Dyla in New York City is going to have to figure out CONCACAF on the fly and figure out his squad on the fly, a lot like Frank DeBoer had to last year. Bob Bradley, LAFC, they've never been there before. Seattle has a ton of roster moves that they have to make this week. And Montreal's honestly kind of in a rebuilding phase. So Atlanta carries the MLS flag in a big way. And just like we talked about Pity Martinez adjusting to the league last year, I think Frank DeBoer adjusted to this team, this club, the expectations, the league, and what CONCACAF presents. And he's in a much better position to be successful early on.
It also feels to me like the schedule is a tad bit more manageable than last year. And the reason why I say that is you only have two trips this year to the Pacific time zone. You had a bunch more last year. You still have a lot of midweek fixtures,
right,
but at least it's manageable in terms of travel. And the way the schedule starts, playing an expansion team at Nashville, and I'm sure it'll be an emotional night for them, but Nashville, Cincinnati. Atlanta United's never won their opening match in club history. I feel like this year they're going to have a pretty decent opportunity to get out to a quick start, which is something they did not do last year.
Yeah, they're set up much better to handle that CONCACAF run early, too. It's Motagua to open up, which Motagua opened their Honduran season with a win against Platense over the weekend. But Motagua finished third in the Apertura season, as opposed to Herediano, who won their Apertura coming into the CONCACAF run. They were in a much stronger position than Atlanta's CONCACAF opponent. So after that, now we know Club America's on the other side of the bracket if they get through. That's looming a bit. But Nashville and Cincinnati to open your MLS season gives you a little bit more of a cushion to maybe rest some players to have them ready for Club America, maybe rotate a little bit more than you thought you might be able to if you had tougher opponents in those games.
A couple weeks in Atlanta for training camp, and then the club will go down to Florida, play some friendlies there. They'll go to Mexico, and then they're going to go to Honduras about a month from now. So this will be a quick training camp. Aside from the obvious, which is stay healthy, what do you think are Atlanta United's biggest needs to address in this training camp?
There's still some roster moves to be made, and I'm sure those are going to be taking place. Those conversations are always ongoing. This is a club that, even when it's looked like they're set, they've always been listening to opportunities out there and bettered this team when opportunities present themselves. I think now there's a few things to address, and I'm expecting them to do so very quickly. But when you look at the preseason, you want to build all of those different rotations that we've talked about all week with these position groups. You want to get into how you shift from three center backs to a line of four on the fly in a match, because that's going to happen. We saw Frank DeBoer do it last year. It got better as the year went on. You want to have that in your back pocket day one this year to be able to be very tactically flexible and make things difficult for some opponents early on.
A lot of people across the country in recent weeks as I've been traveling have asked me, what do you expect from Atlanta United? Is it MLS Cup or bust? And my response is, I'm not necessarily sure if it's MLS Cup or bust, but this team is certainly good enough to win at least one trophy this year.
Yeah, I think with the nature of the different trophies, it's a little bit harder to be MLS Cup or bust. I think CONCACAF is a massive opportunity, and that would be maybe the biggest trophy that is in your grasp this year. Yeah, Club America is a difficult opponent if you see them in the quarterfinal level, but you're going to see them at some point if you want to win this trophy. You're going to have to win those matches, and we've seen Atlanta United beat Club America before. It can be done. But this is a team that I think more importantly than anything, they want to be at the top of the Eastern Conference. They want to be challenging on all fronts, including the Open Club, including the Supporters' Shield. And they want to be a team that sets the bar very high for this league. I think outside of Toronto and New York City, they're the class of the East right now.
But there are a lot of teams on the come. New England, for example, might be one of them.
Columbus.
Philadelphia has done some things in the season to solidify their position. Won't be long now before Jason and I start bringing you match coverage. February 8th, Saturday, 4:30 Eastern time. We'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, as Atlanta United takes on Birmingham of USL in a friendly. And then 9:30 p.m. on February 18th, a Tuesday night, Atlanta United at Motagua in Honduras. And Jason and I will have match coverage for you. All the CONCACAF Champions League matches, and of course all the MLS matches on 92.9 The Game. And keep an eye on 92.9thegame.com along with our social media channels for continuing coverage of this 2020 Atlanta United training camp.
Sign up for the newsletter.
That too, yes, yes. We'll tweet the link.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.